Our Heavenly Father, there is no one like you. You spoke, it was done. You commanded and it stood fast. You are extraordinary. We worship and exalt you this morning. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. I welcome you to Friday, 14th October 2022. I bring to you Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today's theme is, It is Time to Discover You. Memory verse, Matthew chapter 3, verse 3. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Bible passage, John chapter 1, verse 1, 21 to 26. I take 21. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. Message of victory. In the book of a late man of God, he mentioned that many die without maximizing their potentials. What does this mean? It means many live a lesser life and not the full capacity of what God planned. John chapter 10 verse 10b says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You weren't created to live an ordinary, average or struggle through life. Adam lived his life fully in Eden. It is God's ultimate plan for you to enjoy and manifest in the goodness of the redemption. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. The truth is, no one can assess the life God prepared for him without first growing to understand who he is and shaped to become. What you don't know cannot improve or add value to your life. You are rich by what you possess and not what you don't have. Romans chapter 11 verse 13 says, For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Paul clearly understood God's plan, knew what he made him, and acted in the capacity of his call. Galatians chapter 2 verse 8. He excelled in life, ministry, and finished well. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. Which point are you? Perhaps you are yet to discover any. From our anchor verse, Matthew testified of John as the man spoken by Isaiah. But unfortunately, John didn't have a perfect identity of himself. No man can ever discover your calling except you. Any prophecy given must be an addition to what you have received and discovered. John chapter 1 verse 23. Do you really have an idea of the greatness and glory you carry? Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3 says, The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. This is the description of John's assignment. Unfortunately, he didn't go beyond this. Jesus said to his disciples that John was Elias, who was to come, whether they believed it or not. Matthew chapter 11, verse 14. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. And Matthew chapter 17 verse 10 to 13. He meant John could have achieved more if he knew who he was. Stop working and wasting your energy. in someone else's space whilst you abandon yours. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5. In John's conversation, we discovered the following. 1. He hurriedly answered a no to the Pharisees without a clear understanding. Be careful never to give a yes or no unless you have a good understanding. 2. He didn't know the identity of Jesus despite the relationship between his mother and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Luke chapter 1 verse 43 to 44. To be an overcomer in life, you must seek to have the gift of the Spirit, particularly gift of discernment. 3. He was the greatest among those born of a woman, yet didn't discover himself. But imagine if he did, he would have achieved a lot more. 4. You must do everything needful to fulfill your purpose and ministry, to bring glory and praise to God. 5. People will give you a new identity if you don't have one. 6. The only response of John to the Pharisees was that Isaiah said about him, you must be sure to know your calling and purpose more than anyone knows. Call to action. You are a nobody if you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus. Prophetic prayers and declarations. It is a good thing to give thanks to God. Father, we thank you for salvation, your call and assignment in our lives, thereby helping us to discover our purpose and who we are in the name of Jesus. In this season, I pray for you to discover your very purpose and who you are, so that you begin to do exploit in every area of life in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning, arise out of darkness into the light of God to enjoy a new relationship with the Holy Spirit and the manifestation of the gift of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning, may you not make a statement of yes or no that will put your future, family, and purpose into jeopardy in the name of Jesus. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional, FSDD, is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com to subscribe. Special announcement, our FSDD podcast will not be available for a few weeks as I need to attend to a very urgent instruction from the Holy Spirit. During this period, I want to encourage you to log into our FSDD website to use any of the existing work to enrich your soul. We encourage you to worship with us to experience the word, worship and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017@gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 1818 57. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.